Despite volatility, hope can still be found in the West Bank. The phrase, slow and steady wins the race, proves true in Thailand. And you know those questions you have about adoption? There's a summit coming up to answer them. Learn the wheres and the hows on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is pushing for progress between Israel and the Palestinians. In recent history, the two have fought for decades over small territories like the West Bank, and Kerry is looking to bring leaders into a final peace deal. Greg Musselman, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says ongoing conflict and persecution has driven most Christians out. But hope remains.
When you watch, you know, the news, the secular news, don't get too discouraged, because behind the scenes, the Holy Spirit is working. And I do believe that we're going to see an increase of what God is doing and people coming to know the Lord.
He recently spoke with believers who remain in both the Israeli and the Palestinian sections of the West Bank.
The exciting thing is they believe that the Muslims are the future. The Arabs, the Palestinians are the future of the church in the Middle East, because everybody else is clearing out or leaving.
You can help Voice of the Martyrs Canada support these believers through a link at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. Next, God's light shines brightest where conditions are grim. In Syria, tensions remain high. Desperate people are looking for hope anywhere they can find it. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, brings both troubling and encouraging news.
I know one of our ministries we helped was visiting in Syria, visiting churches there, and up to 90% of the Christians have left. But same time, the churches were more than full, and they were full of people who were considered Muslims, but they wanted to come to hear God's word preached.
Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission comments on Christians still in Syria.
For the most part, they've stayed there for the purpose of reaching others with the gospel. They're the people who are laying their lives in line because they really believe in what the Bible teaches, and their lives are expendable. Because they see this is the most important thing, is that they can reach their own people with the gospel.
On our new website, there's a list of physical and spiritual needs that you can help meet. This is Mission Network News.
Pray that God will continue to open up hearts, especially for our middle school and high schoolers.
That's something you'd expect to hear from youth workers in your neighborhood church. But it's coming from a couple working in rural northeast Thailand. The Mission Society's Chris and Dora Barbie teach English to young people, but really, they're relationship building. And that's opened a new door of outreach. Dora explains.
We set a time for Wednesday nights, and we have food together, we play games, and we study scripture. And we started off really slow, maybe just one or two scriptures at a time.
The Bible study now fills their house every week. Chris says considering this community's encounter with God's word is new, there are lots of questions.
The question of who Jesus is maybe isn't the first question on their minds and their hearts, but the question of how Jesus can change me is the question they're asking.
They're encouraging young people to dig deeper into Scripture. As a result, Dora says,
they're learning about the Bible, and they're learning about what Jesus says about stuff that applies directly to their life.
As with any growth, there are challenges. We'll share a few of them at our website. Meanwhile, what plans do you have for the next year? Starfish, an organization that provides physical and spiritual compassion on the island of Loganoff, Haiti, has established their 2014 goals. They want to see physical and spiritual transformation as they build and open more schools, provide clean water and sanitation facilities, establish a permanent base of operations, and more. You can volunteer, donate, and pray. Our website has a link to get you connected. And have you ever thought about adoption? Bethany Christian Services can help. They're holding their Northeast Adoption Summit in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, April 25th and 26th. The summit will focus on challenges and post-adoption issues. It'll provide the resources, tools, and support you need to be an adoptive parent. Even if you can't attend, can you pray? Pray for prospective parents, awaiting children, and that God will use adoption to lead children to Himself. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now receive our new daily e-news blast at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to our new website. It's under the news section at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.